With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. New Orleans has held a vigil on Bourbon Street to mourn and celebrate the lives of those killed when a man rammed a pickup truck into a crowd, killing and injuring revelers celebrating the new year. The vigil last night included relatives and others weeping as well as dancing and remembering the victims. Authorities say the attack by Shazmadin Jabbar killed 14 people, injured dozens of others. Doctors say alcohol is a leading cause of cancer, a risk that should be clearly labeled on drinks. Keith Peters has more on the story.
That's the word from U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. Murthy's advisory comes as research and evidence mounts about the bad effects that alcohol has on human health. About 20,000 people die every year from those alcohol-related cancer cases, according to his advisory. Bottles of beer, wine, and liquor already carry warning labels about the risk of birth defects when a pregnant woman consumes alcohol. But Murthy's proposed label would go even further, raising awareness about the risk for cancer, too. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, new Senate Majority Leader John Thune is kicking off the new session of Congress with a promise to preserve the filibuster, saying it's the first floor speech the leader's priority to ensure the Senate stays the Senate. Details from Bernie Bennett.
Thune and Senate Republicans took power on Friday, a little more than 2 weeks before President-elect Donald Trump will be inaugurated, cementing a firm GOP hold on Washington. And Thune will have to navigate his new responsibilities along with the new president, who has made clear that he expects allegiance from Congress and has previously called for eliminating the filibuster. While Republicans aren't ready to eliminate the filibuster, they are preparing to try and quickly pass much of Trump's agenda through budget reconciliation, a legislative mechanism that circumvents it. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
You'll find more stories, news, headlines, and analysis when you log on to SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. President Trump nominates another Christian. We'll have more from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Mark Burnett, the producer of Mr. Trump's Apprentice TV show, has been selected to be special envoy to the United Kingdom. Burnett, who was born in England, has produced a number of popular reality shows, including Survivor and Shark Tank. He's also an outspoken Christian who is married to actress Roma Downey. Together, they put on a 10-part series on the Bible for the History Channel, which was very popular. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Violence against Christians in India is on the rise. The United Christian Forum is urging the government there to launch a formal investigation of a problem that has spanned decades. Attacks on Christians numbered about 130 in 2014. This year, there are almost 750, and the agency says many more probably unreported. Radical Hindus, emboldened by government intention, trying to rid India of all minority groups, starting with Christians. More news online at srnnews.com. A deadly terror attack in New Orleans will have no impact on scheduling for the college football playoff semifinals. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
The college football playoff won't swap kickoff dates and times for the Cotton Bowl and Orange Bowl to give Notre Dame more time between games. Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey had asked the CFP if it would be possible to switch up the schedule because Notre Dame will have a shorter turnaround than Penn State heading into next Thursday's Orange Bowl. The Fighting Irish's quarterfinal game in New Orleans was postponed by 1 day because of a deadly terror attack. CFP Executive Director Rich Clark told ESPN that they won't flip the games. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The National Weather Service says a major winter storm forecast to produce heavy snow and significant ice starting in the central part of the country, moving east, blizzard conditions likely in Kansas, Missouri, before moving eastward, hazardous travel conditions expected in a number of states. This is SRN News.